What I can tell you is that yesterday, around 4:30 p.m., an armed man launched a full-scale attack on the town of Damasak. And several humanitarian organizations suffered heavy destructions. We, NRC, have seen our guest house destroyed, burned down to the ground. There is nothing left. Our vehicles were burned as well. The house was looted. And several organizations were affected by this. And also, and what's really concerning is that the common warehouse where several humanitarian actors store their stock, the food, the material for humanitarian support, this warehouse was looted and destroyed as well. So we don't know really what is the situation of our stock, but we expect the worst.
What kind of work exactly does your organization do in that part of Nigeria?
NRC works a bit everywhere in northeast Nigeria, in Borno State, but specifically in Damasak. We provide water and sanitation support. We provide clean and drinkable water for the displaced people. We also support them by providing shelter, so they have a place where to stay. We provide legal assistance and offer livelihood opportunities as well. But what we also do when there are absolute emergencies is what we call rapid response, basically taking care of the new waves of displaced people.
Northeast Nigeria has been a volatile area in Nigeria, particularly because of the activities of, say, Boko Haram and other militants. Does your organization know exactly who might have attacked your facilities?
We don't have precise information about the perpetrators of the attacks. There are reports online mentioning ISWAP. But what is important to understand is that no matter who's attacking, the international community, the donors, and the government really need to make sure that humanitarians are able to deliver. Otherwise, we will not be able to support the large displaced population. These attacks on humanitarian organizations are senseless, and perpetrators should be held accountable. And we are really calling all actors, especially the government of Nigeria, to ensure that the humanitarian space is preserved and that the populations are protected as well.